That was Dressed Up Stillness from Erika Engels, The Obsession with Her Voice. I'd like to report on the Northwest League, where the Vancouver Canadiens play at this time. It is a high A league, three levels below Major League Baseball. There were three games on July 27th. The Spokane Indians bested the host Eugene Emeralds 6-4 at PK Park in Eugene, Oregon. The visitors Vancouver Canadiens fell to the Hillsboro Hawks 5-2 at Ron Tonkin Field in Hillsboro, Oregon. And the Everett Aqua Sox jumped the host Tri-City Dust Devils 6-0 at Gisa Stadium in Pasco, Washington. On July 28th, Hillsboro shaded Vancouver 2-1, Spokane blanked Eugene 2-0, and Tri-City quad-damaged Everett 4-1. There were three venue changes on July 30th. Spokane walked off Hillsboro 5-4 as Kyle Karros hit a two-run double off Alfred Morillo at Avista Stadium in Spokane Valley, Washington. Vancouver blanked the visitors Tri-City 2-0 in Rogers Field and Nat Bailey in Vancouver, BC. And the host Everett edged Eugene 3-2 at Funko Field in Everett, Washington. On July 31st, Hillsboro shaded Spokane 3-2. Tri-City defeated Vancouver 5-4, and Eugene thumped Everett 69. On August 1st, Everett tied their game against Eugene at 11 in the bottom of 9th, as Michael Arroyo singled off Cameron Carter to play Bill Knight, and Jarrett Sundstrom hit a two-run home run off Carter in the bottom of 10th, as the Aqua Sox walked off the Emeralds 13-11. Meanwhile, Hillsboro bested Spokane in a 13-9 barn burner, and Vancouver walked off Tri-City 3-2 in 10 innings. Three games are on tap today. Tri-City and Vancouver are currently tied at 5 in the bottom of 9th at Rogers Field in Rogers Field at Ned Bailey. Later on, Hillsboro continues in Spokane Valleys at 6:35, while Eugene resumes in Everett at 7:05. All times are Pacific.
Hey, are you a First Nations, Métis, or Inuit student? Not convinced university, college, or vocational trade school is possible? Or wondering what you should do after high school? Inspire can help you and your friends. Register for Inspire's free Indigenous mentorship program, Rivers to Success. Joining Rivers to Success gets you access to great information, great prizes, and exciting content. Discover careers and post-secondary paths geared towards Indigenous students across Turtle Island, just like you. Register online today at rivers2success.ca. Again, that's rivers2success.ca. Prizes, information, and fun are waiting.
Here are the current standings in the Northwest League, which is in the second half. The Spokane Indians, an affiliate for the Colorado Rockies, who also won the first half, are first at 23-10. The Vancouver Canadiens, an affiliate for the Toronto Blue Jays, are second at 20-13. The Everett Aqua Sox, an affiliate for the Seattle Mariners, are third at 15-18, much like the Hillsboro Hawks, an affiliate for the Arizona Diamondbacks. The Eugene Emeralds, an affiliate for the San Francisco Giants, are fifth at 14-19, and the Tri-City Dust Devils, an affiliate for the Los Angeles Angels, which play out of Anaheim, are last at 12-21. I'm just going to take one more look at the score between Tri-City and Vancouver. The game is still tied at 5 apiece. Just waiting for the minor league website to load up, which just did. Oh, so there is a runner on third with two outs.
We'll be right back.
If you're a Canadian Indigenous student considering many life choices about your future, Inspire can help. If you need ideas about possible education or career path options specifically for First Nations, Métis, and Inuit folks like you, join Inspire's mentorship program, Rivers to Success. It's free to register, and you'll get plenty of up-to-the-minute information about university, college, and vocational trade schools. Most importantly, again, it's free. It's free, it's free, it's free. It's online, and we have monthly events with prizes. Discover the many potential job and study opportunities that are waiting for you across Turtle Island. Register online now at rivers2success.ca. Again, that's rivers2success.ca.
Welcome back. The sixth act is Arith SK's Hold It Together. Just let me take a look, because the search engine for Plex, no, I spelled it wrong. It's R-E-S-K's Hold It Together. The tune is Miss You Like I Should. I'd like to update on the Western Lacrosse Association at this time. It is an amateur league of Senior A box lacrosse sanctioned by the Canadian Lacrosse Association, with many players playing in the professional National Lacrosse League every winter. There was one game on July 29th. The host Coquitlam Adirondacks bested the Burnaby Lakers 10-9 in overtime as Tyler Kirkby eluded Alexis Book 120 into the extra session. Two games were on tap for July 28th. The Victoria Shamrocks overcame the visitors Langley Thunder in a 10-8 barn burner at Colwood's The Q Center, and the host Nanaimo Timbermen sunked the Burnaby Lakers 13-9 at Frank Crane Arena. On July 29th, the new West Billies retired Kevin Reed before their game against the Maple Ridge Barrage, which New West dominated 11-5 at Queens Park Arena. On July 30th, Maple Ridge defeated the visitors Nanaimo 7-5 at Planet Ice, Cam Neely Arena. On July 31st, the host Langley thunderstruck Burnaby 13-9 at Langley Event Center. On August 1st, Victoria overwhelmed the host New West 11-5 at Queens Park Arena as the 2024 WLA regular season closed. There were a bunch of announcements made today by the WLA. The top scorer, the 2024 Scoring Leader Award was awarded to Will Malcolm of the New West Salmon Billies as he dominated the league with 52 goals, 60 assists, for a total of 112 points. This is just the start of several news from WLA today. The 2024 First Team All-Stars were announced. The goaltender, Chris Origlieri of the Victoria Shamrocks, finished the season with 346 saves, a goals against average of 6.7, and a 842 save percentage. Defense, Isaac Ingu of the Maple Ridge Barrage, Jalen Chester of the Coquitlam Adirondacks, and Drew Belgrave of the New West Salmon Billies were selected. On offense, Will Malcolm of the Salmon Billies, the scoring leader of the 2024 WLA season, Robert Church of the Langley Thunder, and Jesse King of the Victoria Shamrocks round out the first team. For the second team, the goaltender was Brandon Humphrey from the Maple Ridge Barrage, as he finished the season with an 8.86 save percentage and a whopping 703 saves. Evan Messenger, Nate Wade from the Nanaimo Timbermen, and Gordon Phillips from the Burnaby Lakers were selected as defensive second All-Star team, while Ben McDonald, Jacob Dunbar from the Burnaby Lakers, and Zach Mantz from the Timbermen were selected on offense. Just a minute, please.
There's one more news from the WLA today. It is the 3-star award presented to the player who is awarded to most stars games throughout the year, Will Malcolm, as he was the game star in 13 of 18 games played. Here are the final standings in the Western Lacrosse Association. The Victoria Shamrocks finished the season undefeated at 18-0, 36 points, 2 points awarded for a win with 1 point for a tie. The Maple Ridge Barrage finished the season at 9-9, 18 points. The Langley Thunder are 3rd, 8-9-1, 17 points. The New West Salmon Billies, 4th, 8-10, 16 points. The Coquitlam Adirondacks, 7-10-1, 15 points. The Nanaimo Timbermen, 6th, 6-11-1, 13 points. And the Burnaby Lakers, last, 5-12-1, 11 points. Now I would like to talk about the Surrey Police transition at this time. It had been the most polarizing topic in Surrey in the last 6 years. The then Mayor Doug McCallum pursued a Surrey Police Service, which was approved by the BC government in 2020. Fast forward to 2022. Brendan Locke, who campaigned to stop the Surrey Police Service, became the mayor by beating McCallum with less than 1,000 votes. on October 15th, 2022, by Mike Farnworth, BC's Minister for Public Safety and Solicitor General, ordered Surrey City to continue with the Surrey Police Service on July 19th, 2023. However, Locke's fight did not end right away, as her two petitions against the BC NDP government for a judicial review on being forced to continue with the SPS was rejected on May 23, 2024, followed by her acceptance of the court's decision on June 10th, and culminated by an agreement between the BC NDP government and Surrey City on July 10th, according to a BC government news release, where Surrey will receive $30 million a year to 2029, when a financial guarantee of up to $20 million, if the SPS salaries are higher than the RCMP, may kick in and continue until 2034 for a total of $250 million. Surrey will fully support the transition to the SPS and not impose a police tax in the next decade. In addition, according to the BC government news release, the SPB budget, originally requested at $141.5 million, fits within Surrey's financial budget and will hire 526 officers by the end of 2024, 67% of all Surrey police officers. On July 29th, on July 29th, the Twitter account of Sebastian Anderson, a lawyer for the Surrey Police Union, provided a screenshot of Globe and Mail's latest report written by Maura Witten on Surrey's expense against the BC NDP government directing the city to continue with the SPS, where the city spent over $1.28 million on external lawyers between September 1st, 2023 and June 1st, 2024 via a Freedom of Information request, with the Surrey Mayor Brenda Locke, three political staff members, racking another $900 plus in the five-day court hearing, plus Locke's Surrey Connect and five city employees, spending in excess of another $610 million between April 29th and May 3rd. However, Surrey also mentioned that regular work and overtime costs from its city lawyers and other staff members were not tracked. On July 31st, the Surrey Mayor Brenda Locke blasted the Surrey Councillor Linda Annis, the lone representative from the Surrey First, on Twitter as Locke countered Annis' two claims. First, on September 11th, 2023, where Annis alleged that Surrey needs to move the transition forward, and on January 3rd, 2024, when Annis claimed Surrey's education on policing transition as a poor use of taxpayer dollars. Locke also called out Annis' claims of the transition cost of Surrey's $8 million a month to Surrey taxpayers' money. Locke countered that all the expense that Surrey incurred, under $2 million, to secure up to $250 million in provincial funding was money well spent, and accused of councillors Annis, Bowes, Alford, and Nagra, the former mayor of Doug McCallum, and his team, the Save Surrey Coalition, to support the SPS without financial support. Later on, July 31st, the SPB held their scheduled meeting, where, according to Tom Satarok of Surrey Now Leader, the SPB heard an evidence-based case made for deploying two-person vehicles, to which the SPS Chief Norm Lipinski replied, "It isn't the SPS intention to hire more frontline officers with two-person cars." Research from the SPS Inspector Ryan Hall found that while the New York Police Department has gone back and forth between one-person and two-person vehicles, the Los Angeles Police Department has been using two-person cars from the 1950s. In 2023, Surrey used two single-person vehicles involving at least two officers for 41% of the calls for service, with 72% making up first and second priority calls. Where frontline officers attend an emergency, three out of four calls, thus two officer cars were necessary between one in every three or one in every two calls. The Inspector Hall concluded the SPS to deploy two-person cars for higher-risk calls. The latest board meeting also revealed the BC NDP government's financial support to the SPS, which was $4.2 million, in response to Surrey refusing to pay new officers. Nathan Wong, the SPS Senior Manager of Finance, also revealed the SPS has spent just over $2.1 million on a one-time transition fund, with this year's projected use of just under $15.35 million, with the total expenses close to $44 million all up to June. Furthermore, the SPS is currently taking second round of community consultations, with the Chief Nora Lipinski providing an update on the Surrey Police transition, as the three levels of government, DRCMP, and SPS are working together. Today, there has been some updates, according to the Surrey Police Service Twitter page. Sergeant Jack Kosa had a presentation in the Kwantlen Polytech University, dispelling myths and gangs' awareness. It was about international students on their rights and preventing gang involvement. Sergeant Jack Kosa thanked Suhanna Gill from the KSA Council for facilitating the dialogue.
We know the variants of concern are much more contagious.
COVID-19 dangerous death. As well.
As more contagious variants
COVID-19
are
rise.
Feeling overwhelmed? COVID-19 has many of us struggling with self-isolation, financial hardship, and uncertainty. Now more than ever, it is crucial that you stay informed about how to take care of your mind. Anxiety Canada is a non-profit organization that works to provide you with resources to help improve your mental health. Just like any other skill, healthy coping takes practice, and Anxiety Canada is here to help. Visit anxietycanada.com/COVID-19 for free, evidence-based digital resources on how to cope and where you can get help. Take time to focus on yourself, and remember,
you are not alone.
Thank you for listening to episode 29 of the Steve Chong Show in 2024, part of Open Mic on CJSF 90.1 FM, the campus community radio station for Simon Fraser University. I'm your host, Steve Chong. Coming up at 4, it's Voice of the North. I'd like to provide the final update on the game between Tri-City and Vancouver, which just ended. The Tri-City Dust Devils edged the Vancouver Canadiens 6-5 in 10 innings in Rogers Field at Nat Bailey.
You're listening to CJSF 90.1 in Burnaby, British Columbia.